Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Pasta sauce.
And Danielle.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, be gored to death by a bull or squeezed to death by an anaconda.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Y'all are gonna die. So, gored by a bull, squeezed by an anaconda.
Okay, question.
Is it a Nicki Minaj joke?
No, it's not actually.
or a Sir Mix-a-Lot joke.
I heard my anaconda want none unless it's got buns hun.
Buns hun? Right.
Yeah.
It was
go
neither
ahead.
Of those.
What's your question?
It was just going to be about the size of this anaconda. So it's, I guess it's like a J-Lo reference, if anything.
Oh my God, that's such a good movie. I mean, it's real bad, but it's a really good movie.
So is this like a for real anaconda, or is this a J-Lo anaconda?
I'm going to look. This is a for real anaconda. So, oh my God, I just typed in anaconda. Well, I tried to spell anaconda into Google to find the average size, and I accidentally spelled anacondo, which is like an anaconda and an avocado kind of at the same time. Okay, let's see. Oh man, holy shit, these things are fucking scary looking. Oh my God. So it's the okay, so I'm gonna say okay, so the giant anaconda is a mythical snake.
So it's not that.
It does not exist, apparently. So it is not that.
Okay.
Let's see. What do you guys want? Do you want the Bolivian anaconda, the darkly spotted anaconda from Brazil, or the yellow anaconda, or the green anaconda?
Yellow.
You want yellow?
Yeah.
So this is a Bolivian... Oh, this guy's all... He's so tiny.
I was told recently that yellow things aren't very dangerous, or at least they're perceived to not be dangerous.
Right. Okay, so they commonly weigh about... Oh, man, these things are huge. Never mind. They commonly weigh between 55 and 77 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, no. Large specimens, 88 to 121 pounds.
Okay.
That's a big thing. And total length... up to 15 feet.
Okay, so the reason I asked was because fake giant anaconda can actually crush you to death, but as far as I know, right. Real anaconda doesn't crush you, it constricts you. It's a constrictor.
Correct.
It's not breaking your bones, it's just waiting for you to breathe in and breathe out and then making your lungs smaller by squeezing you.
Yeah, like you breathe out, and then it constricts, and now you can't breathe in
right
as much as you could before.
Right, until eventually that becomes so little that you die.
Yeah, basically you asphyxiate.
Okay,
kind
because...
Of. Not really.
Because that seems better to me than, like, actually being crushed.
Yeah, sorry. No. This is not, like, mythical... Yeah.
It could be like be gored by a unicorn or get crushed by a mythical anaconda.
Be gored by
a
narwhal.
It doesn't matter what you pick.
Oh, narwhals. They're so cute.
Ooh. Wow. That's gruesome. Does that change it?
Yeah, I think it really does.
What are you leaning towards?
The snake.
You want to be gored.
No.
You want to be constricted.
I want to be constricted. That feels painful.
Because you just want to, like, a hug.
I want a hug, and then it'll get so cozy that I'll just be like, oh, it's sleepy time.
This is so nice.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
Like, oh, God. He likes me. He's giving me a hug.
Oh. someone likes me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can die in peace.
Yeah, that feels way better than being gored.
I would think, okay, so you're gored. Okay, so let's say you're gored by a bull. First you go into shock because you're gored by a bull. And then I think you're probably dying pretty fast.
Have you ever seen someone get gored?
I thought you were going to ask, have you ever been gored to death by a bull?
Because clearly, from looking at your anatomy, you have been.
yeah, a couple of times I've been gored to death by a bull. Have I seen a bull? Yes, I've seen a bull. Is that what you asked?
Have you seen someone get gored by a bull?
No. Can I watch that? Is that a thing I can see?
You can. You can. And what you will learn is that they don't just gore you once, then run off. They kind of like juggle you and continually just gore you over and over and over and over. Like they throw you in the air and then catch you and then throw you in the air and then stab you and then throw you in the air.
Oh my god!
Wow, that's some acrobatic bull.
Like, it's really violent.
But that's even better. That's more to my point. Because, number one, you are going to go into shock, like, super fast. So you're not going to feel any of this. And number two, if you get gored, like, over and over and over again, or what I would also think would happen is you get gored and then the bull comes back and like you're laying on the ground and then it just like stabs you with its horns while you're laying on the ground.
Stops you. Can I just say, you say like, oh, you go into shock so you don't feel anything. Okay, so all the people that go into shock and then die when things are happening to them, like they're being gored, how do we know they don't feel anything? Because honestly, they die. It's not like they can live to tell, oh yeah, when I got killed that one time by that bull's horns, I totally didn't feel anything. It was way better than I expected. Like, what?
Well, sure. But people go into shock without dying, and they...
I don't believe you.
Don't. Oh, okay. I mean, it's true. It's true. I wouldn't lie to you about this.
Sure you would.
This time right now.
All right. I got another question that's gonna put you over on my side if you answer correctly. Do anacondas have venom, and does it paralyze people before they constrict them?
No.
Are you sure?
No. Hold on. Okay, I'm still looking at the yellow anaconda.
I feel like things rely on slow killing.
It is non-venomous and kills its prey by constriction.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like things that kill things slowly, like they want to slow down their prey. They don't want to have them struggling too much.
I don't know.
I guess,
man.
I know in this case the struggle.
Maybe they do want them
you.
Struggling. Yeah, I think the more you move around, the more you're constricted, and the faster you're gonna.
So then quicksand also doesn't have venom because it wants you to move around too.
Right. Yes. All right. Quicksand does not have any venom.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
I understand.
I've also been told that quicksand does not bite, so even if it had venom, it wouldn't matter because it can't bite you.
Okay, I thought that was going to sway you because you're basically being put into shock by the friendly huggy snake, but I guess you're not.
Huggy snake.
No, it totally would, but I think it would. I mean, it's really painful to asphyxiate. You know, we have talked about this on the pod before. Asphyxiation is not a fun way to go. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to fall asleep and like this is nice. Like you're being asphyxiated. Like that doesn't feel good. Plus, I don't know if you guys know this, but like there's a snake wrapped around you when this is happening. That's not fun.
Okay.
It's not fun.
Other question.
Yeah.
Where am I when this is happening?
You are in a mostly aquatic habitat, including swamp, marshes, brush-covered banks of slow-moving rivers and streams.
Where am I if I choose the bull?
Anywhere you want to be.
In the streets of Spain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Switching to bull.
Because you don't like humidity?
What? Because if I am being killed by this snake and I'm starting to nod off, and I notice there's some giant fucking South American spider on me.
Oh, for sure.
I can do nothing to get that thing off of me before I die. I just have spiders crawling on me now. Fucking South American spiders that I'm sure... I don't know where I'm going with this, but I would rather be in some dirty Spanish town getting gored by a bull.
Oh,
Josh
Jesus
is afraid
Christ.
Of spiders. Why is it a dirty Spanish town?
Yeah, no doubt,
man.
Right?
I just imagine it's kind of dusty. I don't know. That's where I put bulls in my head.
Oh.
In a dusty place.
Maybe that's fair. I don't know.
I'm not saying all Spanish towns are dirty, just the ones with bulls in them.
Not just the ones with bulls in them. I think, you know, a dusty, you know, hot Spanish town with a bull, that's, yeah.
You know
as
what?
Somebody who knows absolutely nothing.
Since I get to pick the location, I'm changing the bull. I'm at a rodeo. I'm going to entertain some people with my death.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Danielle, Josh has been waffling all over the place. Do you
have
an opinion?
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, there's not really much in this world that scares me more than suffocation.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of the, you know, everybody has their fears, whether they be rational or irrational. For example, getting your eye popped by a cat. But
totally rational.
Totally rational for some people. but
toxoplasmosis.
Like, honestly, like, being suffocated is really terrible. Being stabbed is also really terrible. Being stabbed by a bull's horns kind of takes that stab into a whole new level, and the tossing and the just your body and the bones breaking as you're just kind of being flapped around like a rag doll. It's just really, I mean, there aren't a lot of pluses to either of these things.
No, not really.
So I guess, you know, with my whole suffocation fear, I have to think like, okay, so you're afraid of suffocating, but really, you're going to be so scared when the suffocation happens, but are you not going to be scared while you're being gored by a bull? I mean,
I don't think you're going to be, look, maybe... with a constrictor, like, I think you'd have time to be scared.
Yeah.
Because you're there, and, like, it's going to take at least a little while,
yeah,
right?
I would think.
Like,
I could see panic setting in,
like,
really quickly with the suffocation, just because you're just like, oh, shit, I'm stuck, and I'm still, and I'm panicking, but... I don't know, maybe with the bull, you're just like, there's so much going on, like you don't even, your brain just can't register it, you know?
Yeah.
How much do you think this shock that you're banking on so much, Chris?
Yeah.
Do you think it's, how much like anesthetic do you think it is?
I think pretty low. So I'm no expert. Shocking, but what I think I know is that when your body goes into shock, it's not like anything mysterious. It's your body floods, or your brain tells your body to flood itself with chemicals to stop feeling pain and. You know, fight or flight reflex, and so you're not focused on that. I don't think it lasts very long, but I think by the time you start feeling a whole lot of pain, you're on your way out. Like it seems like you're probably gonna bleed out. Like that's probably what's gonna happen. And I think by the time you actually like your body understands what's happening, what happened to it, you're gonna be almost dead.
So the reason I ask is I've never gone through something to the level of being gored by a bull, but I have gone through some, I think, like, at least mildly severe body trauma while being under very light sedation being cut open and having tubes, like, shoved into my lungs. So...
Sure.
I don't think they're the same, but I just passed out.
Like, I don't remember you... passing out.
Maybe the anesthetic was higher than I thought. Maybe I fell asleep then.
Yeah.
Or maybe I was awake for the whole thing. I don't know. The one really bad time, Danielle, you were in the room and you probably remember better than I do.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Because that dude had to, like, climb on top of you. At the time, you,
oh my God, guys,
didn't really
guys,
seem like you
sorry.
Were enjoying it.
Sorry, I have to interrupt, because we're completely wrong about anacondas.
Yeah? What about them?
So this is livescience.com. Everybody go, like, check it out. It's great. I don't know who this guy is, because I've been skimming and also listening to you at the same time, but there's some common misconceptions about how constricting works.
Oh, fuck.
One is that it crushes or breaks the bones of the prey, which we already knew was false. Another is that the snakes suffocate their prey, squeezing the prey's lungs too tightly to work. Scientists held this belief until quite recently, when a paper revealed that what happens to prey animals during constriction, it turns out that the squeezing overwhelms the circulatory system. Blood cannot get to the brain, and the animal dies within seconds due to ischemia.
Huh.
I'm sorry, did you say dies within what?
Seconds.
Seconds.
Seconds?
Seconds. Now, that is a small mammal or fish or lizard. Like, that is a small or a smaller prey. So I don't know if it would work the same way, or, you know, you die within seconds with being killed by an anaconda, but
I would imagine not, because a human has many more ways for blood to get to the brain than I would assume, like, a much smaller animal does.
I mean, adult snakes can take a jaguar down.
And kill it in seconds?
Because
if you tell me that it can kill a jaguar in seconds, then I'm switching back to the damn snake, and he's hugging me to death.
I'm gonna say for the sake of this, it is not seconds, but it is not asphyxiation. Because apparently that is not how snakes work. So you are dying from blood not getting to your brain, but it takes longer than seconds. It's longer.
I'm switching back to snake. I feel like blood not going to the brain equals euphoria for until you die.
Yeah, that can't be that bad, right?
I guess, but then you're probably in knee deep water. Oh, also they drown their
oh fuck that. God damn it.
Scary.
Yeah, because it's a swamp, yo.
Now
like,
I have
they're
fucking South American spiders and narwhals to deal with. Like, this is
narwhals.
The dreaded
tons
South
of
American
narwhals
narwhal.
In like the Amazon River.
So I'm going to get gored and spidered and squeezed.
Yep.
Spider's a fucking verb.
I'm still sticking with the bowl. Like, this just does not sound fun. Like, you're laying there being squeezed to death. However, you know, whatever mechanism happens, like, there is a crushing amount of force that kills you, and you're in swamp water in the middle of South America somewhere. That just does not, no. I think I'm going for, like, give me all the trauma right all at once, and then I die.
How is it that no one has said you mess with the bull, you get the horns yet?
You get the fucking horns. But okay, unfortunately, guys, it's time. We need your answer. I'm going bull. I want all the trauma right away. I want my body to release all those delicious chemicals, because you can't take it with me. And then I think rodeo. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because you're gonna entertain some people, right?
Absolutely. Those fucking hillbillies are gonna love it.
Your last sacrifice.
Yeah. Danielle. I know it's tough. You gotta make a decision.
What does Josh decide? Did he decide snake?
You gotta go snake. I've had too many doctors cut me open and shove things in me, so I don't wanna deal with that again. So snake.
Oh god. Yeah. Ugh. I mean, as much as hearing that I'm not suffocating, like, it's just my brain goes all haywire, like, thinking about the condition of my body and, like, what my family's going to have to look at when they identify me.
Just, who cares? You're dead. Who cares?
I know, but, you know me, always thinking about other people.
Oh, you're worse off either way. Because if you go for snake, you're going to be just like
rotting.
Oh, he's going
to swallow me.
And you're going to be rotting in a swamp. You're going to be all like bloated and you're going to be gross, like waterlogged and bloated.
It's going to be like birthday snake.
I don't think it's going to be
like
super birthday snake.
And then
you're
going to dump some beer into it, trying to get the snake drunk so you can pull me out.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, so now I'm reading. Oh, my God. I'm this is really bad. But I'm reading about, I'm probably saying this wrong, ischemia. Mm. Yeah, you're going to poop yourself.
Well, yeah, that happens when you die
anyway.
Don't
you always poop yourself when you die if you have
your bowels let go.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought that was a normal death thing.
People poop themselves when they have babies. Pooping yourself is not a big deal when you die.
Dude, pooping yourself is always a big deal. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Danielle, what are you thinking?
I think I'm going to have to go snake.
Yes.
But, I mean, just the goring, like, it's just too, like, just flying up in the air and then slamming down to the ground, all the broken bones and stuff. I mean, it's not just the stabbing, it's just the general banging and smashing that I'm just trying to avoid here. So yeah, I gotta go with the snake on this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, you're going with the brain thing. It's going haywire.
Yeah,
or in this case it's going yaywire.
Oh my god,
no.
That was
because of
the
euphoria.
Worst.
Yeah, no.
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 Fuck y'all.
No, it's not acceptable.
All right, on that downer of a note, thanks for that terrible joke, Josh. I guess I'm outvoted. You guys are wrong, clearly. But yeah. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed being gored to death by a bull or squeezed to death by an anaconda.
Hooray.
Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at torpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends, and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week. We'll be discussing two more things on This or That.